Jacka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg up to 30 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria 32, and Emalahleni 28 degrees. National Police Commissioner General Fani Masemola's testimony at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry in Pretoria today caused quite a stir. He told the commission that a whistleblower warned him about his deputy Shadrack Sibiya's relationship with alleged underworld figure Vusumuzi Kat Matlala.
This person said, Mr. Matlala is actually one of my deputies. It's just that I'm not aware of. In that he's doing the same work with General Sibiya. They direct police to do certain things and so on. So that was the allegation that was said. I think it's safe to leave it.
Matlala is facing multiple charges, including attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, money laundering, and the kidnapping of prominent businessman Jerry Boshoga. And the Gauteng Department of Education has issued an update on various issues affecting schools in the province. The department spokesperson Steve Mabona says the department is committed to ensuring a safe and accountable environment for all learners and educators. Emil Pinar has more.
The department has announced that 629 pupils are on waiting lists for admission to schools for those with educational special needs. It says they're increasing the enrollment capacity. The department has also identified 25 schools with mobile toilets that were deemed unsafe, and projects are underway to improve or replace these facilities. I'm Emil Pinar for Jacaranda FM News.
Meanwhile, the Polokwane municipality has confirmed that the Hungry Lion and Tip Top shops were destroyed in a fire in the CBD today. The municipality spokesperson, Tipa Selela, says their fire and rescue services responded swiftly and contained the fire from spreading to nearby properties. He says the cause of the fire is still being investigated.
We stand with those affected and ready to rebuild and support our community.
Prevention costs less than reconstruction. Those were the words of Africa's first elected female president and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Ellen Johnson Sirleaf today. She just addressed the UN General Assembly earlier this afternoon, saying it's time to recommit to the United Nations Charter, especially on the African continent.
Across Africa, communities stand up to extreme violence. Regional bodies mediate transitions, and women's groups negotiate truces when the state is distant and humanity is near.
On to other news, a Joburg parolee has shared how parole has given her a second chance at life. Mandisa Jackson is an ex-convict, was incarcerated for drug trafficking. She's now a community radio presenter and a podcaster.
I'm not proud to be an ex-convict, but I am proud of what I was taught there and what I came out with. These people wearing brown uniform, they put something in my mind.
And finally, in Botswana, the government has declared a public holiday to celebrate the country's victory in the men's 4x400 meters at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. They've become the first African nation to win such an event. The BBC reports the holiday will be on the 29th of September, a day ahead of the country's Independence Day. I'm Madeline Frischier. More on these and other stories are online. Visit jacaranda.com. Click on news.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. Caught you by surprise.